Happy Sabbath. Well, guys, it's already been mentioned in the prayers and in the song, but what do we have coming up this week? We have the Spring Holy Days, and it's awesome. The Holy Days are a time that we always get excited about. We get excited about knowing God's plan. We have Passover. We have Night to Be. We have the first day of unleavened bread that is coming up. And with Passover, we know that one of the requirements with Passover is that you need to be baptized into God's church to participate in it. Now, I want to ask, why do we need God's Spirit, which is something that we get from baptism? Why is it that we need God's Spirit? I remember growing up and hearing messages saying, you know, we need to get God's Spirit. That's something you need to go for. And I knew in my mind that, yes, of course, that's something that I need, but I didn't know when, I didn't know why, and honestly, to tell you the truth, I don't know if anybody else is out this way, I was a little worried about getting it, like I couldn't have fun anymore, which is a terrible thing to say, I know, but I had that thought, or if I got it, that I would mess it up so bad that, you know, God would be mad at me, so I was almost nervous about it. I was almost nervous pursuing, you know, being baptized, that I would mess it up. But why do we need it? Why do we need God's Holy Spirit? Think about why you are here today. Think about why you are here listening to this message, whether you're here live, whether you're listening on the webcast out there, or maybe another time on a podcast or just on the website. And I'm going to give you just a couple seconds. If you're taking notes, go ahead and just jot that down. And once again, not that God called you here, which is true, but think about, why did you come today to church? What are you hoping to get out of church today? All right, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm guessing that for most people, you're going to say something along the following lines. That we're here that because we want to be a part of God's family. We are here because we want to learn God's way. We want to become more like God the Father. We want to become more like Jesus Christ in the way that we live our lives, in the way that we do things in our lives. We come here because this is a congregation that God has set up that we can be a part of. We can hear his word through the speakers. We can have the fellowship with everybody that is here, which is something that is so important if we're able to partake in it. We can praise him through the music while we are here. And hopefully, all of those things are going to work together so that we can become more like Jesus Christ. And we can become, hopefully, eventually a part of God's family, be in his kingdom, be in that first resurrection, and to experience his salvation. So speaking of salvation, let's go ahead and turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Version. We're going to be looking at chapter 2, verses 13. This is an encouraging verse. This is a verse that I think is just very encouraging and I love to read. It says that we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Do you know what the word salvation means? It's a word we hear all the time when we come here at church. It just means to be freed from something that is negative or something that is evil. In the Bible, in biblical terms, it means to be freed from sin and the consequences that come with sin. We have to have that salvation. And we can see that in this scripture that to be able to achieve that it is through, in part, God's Holy Spirit. Now, we know that the consequence of sin is death. That's something that is very clear. But mercifully, we can have those sins forgiven because of Christ's sacrifice. And we can have God the Father will guide us through his Spirit to recognize what sin is so that we can have it forgiven, so that we can ask for that forgiveness. So that is point number one today, is that the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin. And let's turn to John chapter 16, verse 7, very familiar scripture. John 16, verse 7. It starts with, nevertheless, I tell you the truth that it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him unto you. I'm going to stop there. We're going to read the next verse as well. But I think it's interesting that Jesus Christ is saying that it is very important that he goes away. This is Jesus Christ, who, while he was on here on this earth, that did miracles, you know, that were from God the Father, all of these wonderful things, but he is still saying that it's expedient. I need to go. I need to go because after I leave, I'm going to send a comforter, or through my name, a comforter is going to be sent out. So if Jesus Christ is saying that this is a good thing, I think it needs to kind of like perk up our ears and be like, this is something we should want. This is something we should get excited about. Something that is very important, undoubtedly. Let's look in verse 8. In verse 8, he said, "And he, when he has come, will convict the world in respect of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." As humans, unfortunately, I think it's really hard for us to really overcome at times, like our thoughts, the lust that we have in our minds. And it's hard for us to do it by ourselves. And this is not something that I'm saying to put us down as humans, that we are bad. You know, we were not made, and God was just like, oh, I forgot to add that in there so that they can, you know, have that taken away. This is a part of his plan. And the reason I say that is don't get real discouraged when this happens. We all go through it. We all have to go to Jesus Christ and ask for that forgiveness. We all need that help. I need that help. Hoo boy, do I need that help. So much do I need that help, and I need to call upon it. So if you can start out your thoughts with that way, when you're experiencing these times, and you can use God's Spirit to help you to find what it is, the sins that you have in your life, and then we can ask for help with that. And it's not something that is weak for asking for help, but it's something that's important that we need to do. It is something that is absolutely necessary that we need to have. It's not because of weakness. We need to be convicted of our sins. We need to know about these sins. We need to be able to realize what they are so that we can make a change. So point number one, very simple point, but just to repeat it, the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins. So what about the idea of just having a person as a really good moral compass? We know people out there in the world that are awesome people. Let me give you an example. That's not a word. I'm not saying I'm awesome, but let me give you an example. My parents raised me, and they raised me to be respectful to people. They raised me to, you know, have a pretty good moral compass of knowing what is right and wrong. And I know that they base that upon God's law. But I could have rejected, you know, following God. But I still would have had that inside of me, knowing, you know, what is right and wrong, and had that good moral compass. And there's so many people that we know in this world that are like that. Think about people that you know that have, you know, left God's truth. They used to know God's truth, but for whatever reason, they went away from it. And these are people that are wonderful. They're smart. They're caring. They're peaceful. They're just awesome examples of human beings that we need to be like in this world. These are all good things. These are all absolutely wonderful things. But have you noticed, though, that if you go to talk to them about maybe the upcoming holy days or, you know, something in the Bible, that it's interesting how quickly it is that they forget about things that are coming up, or how quickly they forget, you know, things that to you is just easy. It's just, you know, it comes in your mind so quickly because you're reinforcing it and God's Holy Spirit is helping you with that. And there's limits on them. There's limits on us as human beings without God's help that we really cannot get over by ourselves. Guys, we have limits. We just do. It's a part of us. Once again, I'm not saying this to make us feel bad. I'm saying this so we can really understand that we do need to rely upon God. And we need to rely upon the type of intentions that we have, that even though we have limits, we need to let God know that we need his help. So let's go to point number two. The Holy Spirit helps us to learn God's word. Let's turn to John 14, verse 26, just a couple chapters over. John chapter 14 and verse 26. It says, "But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you." When God gives us his Holy Spirit, he can make things much more clear for us when we are studying, when we are diligent to listen to that small voice and make us go kind of in that right direction when we are studying his words. You can learn to start to hear that small voice when we're studying. And by being obedient to God's ways, and he's going to be able to work inside your heart with that. And it's going to be able to tune your ear to be able to better understand and help you hear more clearly the things that he's trying to get across to you. and His Spirit is going to be able to guide you in all of these things, which I think is a tremendous comfort, which is why it's called a comforter, because it's something that we need in our lives. So I just want to repeat, point number two is the Holy Spirit helps us to learn God's word. And point number one is that the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. Now, you're probably thinking these may be the two most simple points that I have ever heard in a message, because it is something that we have gone over and over throughout the years when we are, you know, studying God's words. But do we understand how fundamental that these words are for our Christian life? How fundamental to be able to get these things down pat for our Christian lives? How even though we have heard them so many times through so many messages, which is because they are so important and something that we need to have, that we are helped to achieve them by the help in part of God's Holy Spirit. Do we appreciate how awesome that help is? How awesome of an opportunity that God the Father gives to us through His Spirit? How great of a thing it is that without His help, once again, we can't do this. Like, we just can't. We can try and we'll get to a point, but we're not going to be able to go all the way with that. And how awesome is it that we have a God that does not want us to fail? And I know I've said this before in other messages, but I think it is something that is very encouraging to me, that we have a God that wants us to win. He really does. He has given us these tools so that we can win. He wants it so much that part of His plan was sacrificing His Son so that our sins can be forgiven. And as well as He's given us a tool through His own Holy Spirit so that we can understand His word and be convicted of sin and many other things that I honestly cannot cover here through His message. Now, He wants us absolutely to succeed. So does that mean that we need to worship His Spirit? Well, no, absolutely not. But does that mean that we need to think about how great this help is that He has offered to us? How great this help is that He has given to us, and give thanks to God for that, to give thanks to God for this help? I think absolutely. I think absolutely we need to give thanks to Him for that. We need to think about how helpless we would be without that help as humans, how helpless we would be just by ourselves without that help. But we can have the joy in knowing that God is here for us, that He and Jesus Christ want us to succeed. It really is an awesome thing. It's a joyous thing that we can have in our lives. And guys, if you're not baptized right now, I want you guys, for real, get excited about the future of being able to have God's Holy Spirit when you do get there, when you do get baptized. Think about what you're doing right now. You're coming here to church. You are studying the Bible. You are saying those prayers. And that's awesome. You guys are doing a wonderful job. But just think of how much better it is going to be when God can give you His Holy Spirit after laying on of hands, of getting baptized. Once again, it's exciting. It's a cool thing. And I think it's something that you guys should honestly look forward to. A quick disclaimer, baptism is something that is very sacred. Baptism is a covenant, you know, that between you and God the Father. I want to make it very clear that I am not saying that you need to run into baptism so you can get this right away. You need to do this at the right time. You need to talk with your minister. You need to pray to God the Father to know when that right time is. So I just want to be very clear with that. And I say all of this because just for the love that I have, I look at my kids, I look at my wife, and I look at my friends here, and like with door greeting, like honestly, I hope so much that I can be in the kingdom with you guys. And I hope so much I can be in the kingdom with my family and my kids and my friends around the world. And I think that just a big part of this, a big starting point of this, is having baptism and having God give us His Holy Spirit so that we can overcome these things. So it just, it's selfish for me because I want to be in the kingdom with all you guys, and I think it's going to be awesome. Now, what if we are already baptized? I just want to touch on this point real quickly. Do we still appreciate it? Do we still appreciate God's Holy Spirit? Are we still excited about it? Do we still have that joy that it gives us? Remember when you were first baptized, you were like, yes, I can do these things. I can overcome these things. Do we still have that? Are we just used to it? We're like, yep, I've lived for, you know, 20 years with God's Holy Spirit now, and I know how it works, and I ask for help, and this happens. Once again, I know I've been like this many times in my life. I know it's something that can happen. It's very easy. You stop praying. You stop studying. Kind of happens more and more. You don't pray for a while and you don't study for a while, and it doesn't go away, but it's like I can almost feel like it's just kind of in the back of my head. I don't hear it as well. It's in the back of my head. I'm not reaching for it. I'm not asking for it, but it's not gone away. But man, when I go back and I start praying and I start to study more, it's like it's just excited to welcome me back. And it's a wonderful feeling. And it's a really great thing. And for me, a big thing is just being able to read scriptures. I know that when I'm not that close, that it is hard. My mind will wander so much because I have like 1,000 things going on in my mind. But I know that when I can ask God for his spirit to help me at that time, I can actually concentrate. That's just a personal thing, but it's a pretty cool thing. And I know, so for some of us, that's an amazing feat just to be able to sit down and read and study. So guys, simple topic, but why do we need God's Holy Spirit? Because without it, we're not going to hear that still small voice. Without it, we're not going to have the unity that we have here as a congregation. Without it, we cannot have that victory over sin that we have to have. Without it, we cannot have a full understanding of his word. And without God's help, we just would not succeed. We just wouldn't. But that's okay. It's all right. It's something that we need, and God knows that. I'm so thankful for this plan of God that he has. We're reminded about it every year when we have his holy days, and it's coming up again. This awesome plan that is laid out for us, the really cool opportunity that we have to be a part of it, and that we have an amazing God that wants us to be a part of it. He wants us to succeed. He has given us the tools for us to succeed, and he is willing to share his own spirit so that we can make it.